Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish, and we're going to be talking about what's going on over in Israel and some of the past history of Israel. And I think, though, that Barry wants to start with an update, and there are a couple of things that haven't got into our media here that, of course, are known throughout the rest of the world. But as you understand that our media is controlled, I mean, all you need to do is go from CBS to NBC to ABC to, you know, and they find they're all talking about the same thing, and usually very little of any importance. It's to keep idle minds busy. But, of course, things that are really of significance, not only for contemporary times, but for eternity, they totally and completely ignore. So with that as a background, Barry Shamish, why don't you bring us up to date with what's going on?
Yeah, I guess it's an obligation, and we'll do it quickly. Well, first of all, the miracle or not, last week's earthquake in Israel, where there were only two spots where damage was done. One was outside Joseph's tomb in Nablus, and the other was on the Temple Mount. Now, the Temple Mount wasn't serious damage. It was like a 5-foot hole. But the Arabs blamed Israel for tunneling under the Temple Mount, causing the hole, and it got a lot of publicity, of which I back the Arabs, you know. I mean, what are the odds in all of Israel with all the houses and buildings and ditches and farm fields that the earthquake hits the Temple Mount? There's got to be a reason. At least that's, well, rationally, there's got to be a reason, you would think so. But this could be divine. Now, I had arguments about divine what. What exactly is the message being sent and to who that there's a 5-foot hole in Temple Mount? And the answer was that the next earthquake will bring down the Shrine of Omar and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and this was the first step in God's plan. I heard that, and I wouldn't place a lot of likelihood on that, but nonetheless, something very unusual happened in the earthquake, and the Temple Mount was hit. So I thought I'd bring that up. If, in fact, the next earthquake does bring down, well, the Shrine of Omar, I mean, it could also bring down the Western Wall. They'll all go down together, possibly. But nonetheless, that's what happened. The next thing that we should mention is that the murder of Imad Mughnaya in Damascus has upped the war talk very, very seriously. Now, there's rumors every which way, and I don't really know, so I don't really quote the rumors. Hamas is being blamed by Syria for the assassination, and Hamas has counterattacked by claiming Syria was involved. But nonetheless, the British newspaper, the Sunday Telegraph, using its, well, it claims Mossad squealers, described how the Mossad killed him, replacing his car headrest with an explosive headrest. And that little rumor is floating every which way, which is infuriating lots of Arabs. And I guess, well, there were a lot of rockets today, for instance, shot out of Gaza. Now, this seems to have caused the IDF to, I wouldn't call it leak. I would say it's a deliberate leak. But there's a war plan now. And it's a nasty, nasty war plan. I read it on the Idiot Ynet internet site, and I guess all Israelis have now soaked in what the army is planning for them. Just to give you the main points, the army has warned all people in the south that they'll need at least 2 weeks minimum in shelters because they're going to be blasted with rockets.
Now, this is if there is a war, that everybody's going to have to go into shelters for 2 weeks, right?
In the south.
Right.
And by the way, the days when Israel could finish off a war in 6 days are clearly over. Now, after 2 weeks in the shelters, who knows if the war is over or not? The word is minimum 2 weeks. I mean, this thing could be months in shelters, but that's left unsaid. Next, they're preparing for riots in the West Bank, and that's not a simple thing to control. You've got to use a lot of armed forces to quell riots. And remember, if this is war, they won't be using tear gas and rubber bullets. If it's war, they'll be using, well, they'll shoot. They'll shoot to kill if it's really war. So this is also in the IDF plan, how to control the riots in the West Bank. They clearly expect them. And, of course, the North. How can you forget Hezbollah? And they have got preparations for dealing with Hezbollah, and God knows what they could be. In July of 2005, Hezbollah emptied out the north of Israel with 34 days of rockets. So you don't even know what they're even thinking about controlling Hezbollah in the north. Now, they forgot two, at least as I read it, I didn't see two major details. One is Syria. Syria's got about 50,000 rockets, and these things can hit anywhere in Israel, all the armed base, all the air force bases, and Tel Aviv. And that's not in the report. And they also forgot the fifth column in Israel, which are rising dangerously every day, and that's the Israeli Arabs. The IDF war plan is really describes a very, very complicated and dangerous war. I've never seen the IDF actually plan for so many fronts before the war broke out even.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment here. America being desperate with Barry Shamish. Look at Israel, and then we're going to get into some of the amazing stories. Right back in a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Barry Shamish, and Barry, pick up the story.
Have you got Bye-Bye Gaz about you?
Well, no, I have it out in the studio, but I remember the picture very clearly.
All right, pages 26 and 27 are the pictures of the car of our next murder victim, Raful Eitan. Now, he was murdered November 23rd. Of the year 2004. It was known in Israel not as a murder, naturally, and I've got in Bye Bye Gaza pictures of his vehicle and pictures of him being fished out of the ocean, which says it was a murder, and it was, by the way.
All right, now, Chris, you're going to have to tell our listeners who Mr. Eitan was. He was a general, of course, but why was he important, and why was his murder important?
It's right on my list. That's the next thing I was going to do. He was my chief of staff in 1982. He was Sharon, who was then defense minister. He was Sharon's chief of staff when they attacked Lebanon, and he knew Sharon intimately. He knew lots and lots of details. And in his last magazine interview, it was in Tel Aviv magazine, he slammed Sharon's upcoming withdrawal from Gaza. He said it's a historic mistake and I can prove it. And he was really threatening Sharon, which is why they had to kill him. He was a very dangerous threat. Now,
he started a party...
Called Shomet. Now, that was the last election I ever voted in Israel in a general election. The last time I ever voted was 97 for Netanyahu when I saw that he was just as controlled as the left. But nonetheless, in 1992, he was the third biggest party in the Knesset. Rabin was trying to push through this Oslo War Treaty, and they bribed and blackmailed two Shomet members of Knesset, Goldfarb and Gonen Segev. Gonen Segev, I believe, is still in jail for drug smuggling. He was given 3.5 years for smuggling 50,000 ecstasy tablets into Israel. To give you just a feel of the morality of the government, that's what happened to one of Raful Eitan's members of the Knesset who jumped to Rabin. But more to the point, the murder itself. Now, motive we've got, and it's a heck of a motive. He was a threat to Sharon, and he was a threat to the Gaza withdrawal. But the way they killed him was so obviously bad. Now, here is what we were told. Now, what we were told is that a wave swept him into the ocean and he drowned. That's what all of Israel was told. Then I just read the press reports, as they always do. I go for public information first and then see what I can get privately, and I got really good stuff privately, as we'll hear. Now, publicly, the company he worked for, that was the Ashdod Port Authority, they were building an extension of the Ashdod Harbor, and for some reason he had the job of being the manager of the building. And don't ask how. He was a general. He was not an engineer. That's what happens in Israel. There's a lot of nepotism here. Nonetheless, it was a stormy night, and the claim is that he drove to Ashdod and entered, I guess, before 7 a.m. It was November. It was probably dark when he entered the port. And his company claims, the management of the company claims, that he called them at 7 in the morning by cell phone, and they heard a giant wave, and then the phone cut off, and presumably he was dead at 7 in the morning. However, the workers at Ashdod Port, anyone who was there coming in to work at 8 in the morning, says that Raful came in with them, and they signed affidavits to the police saying they saw him alive at 8 o'clock instead of being drowned at 7. The workers denied this. So immediately there was a major problem. The timing was completely wrong. And by the way, you can't hear a wave on a cell phone. You'll hear the cell phone go break down, I suppose, but they claim they heard the killer wave, which is pretty flimsy. So I already had a major problem with the timing, and there were all kinds of other problems. What was he doing there at 7 in the morning at the very edge of the breakwater? Because in order to be swept into the sea, you've got to climb the rocks of the breakwater, apparently. It didn't make sense. So the next day, I had the proof that everyone was lying. The next day, two pictures appeared in Yediot Achronot. Picture one, page 26 of Bye Bye Gaza, is Raful's car. Now, let's play with a little memory then from yesterday. This car was smashed, and not smashed by a wave. Let's put it this way. When I was in Israel, I would go selling books. I would go to the Gaza Strip a lot, Gush Katif, sell books, and I would put these two photos right beside my table just to talk to people about these murders. And I'd say to them, you ever heard of a wave that did this to a car? And no one. There's never been a wave like this in Israel. There's never been a wave like this anywhere. The right-hand side of the car had an indentation on the roof that was so wide and so deep, and it smashed the windshield, and it opened the car doors, and this was supposed to be the wave. On the other side of the car, it was completely smashed up with very sharp objects, which originally we were told were stones, but stones can't make those kind of marks. And who says that a wave has stones in it? So that's the car. Now you look at the ocean, which is, the car, by the way, is parallel parked. I must add that. A giant wave, and yet the car remains parallel parked. A miracle, again, in Israel. The water that we see in the picture is dead calm. And it's supposed to be. That's what a breakwater does. It breaks the seawater and leaves you a calm harbor. He wouldn't have drowned in that. It wouldn't have happened any rational way. He would have swam to shore if he had fallen in. Now, picture number two was Raful Eitan being fished out of the water a kilometer and a half away, and we see that the ocean is roiling, but it's not going over the pier. He is now in the opposite side of the breakwater, the rough side, and somehow his body was recovered a mile and a half away from where he supposedly fell in. Now, the government began an investigation that day. It was headed by Shaul Rotem. He was director general of Ashdod Port. It met for about 2 or 3 hours and then decided that Raful was swept away by a wave. They didn't ask about the timing, why the workers saw him an hour after the company said he drowned. They didn't ask a thing. Not a thing. What kind of investigation do you do in 2 or 3 hours? You don't even call witnesses. Now, this is what the government tried to close the Eitan case with, was this investigation. But I wasn't satisfied with it. And apparently I was the only one who wasn't satisfied with it. And now we're going to flip ahead before we come back a little bit. We're going to a lecture of mine at a place called Elkanah. It's in the Samaria. And it was a very successful lecture. 100 people showed up, and it became a legend because, now, when I gave these lectures, the first thing I would do was hand out those pictures I showed you, and I would begin with Raful's death and how it didn't make sense. It had to be murder. Now, the way I found to explain this murder is Raful was supposed to arrive at the port before the workers arrived. 7 a.m, they get there at 8 and start working. So he was all alone in the port. There was going to be an accident where there's a lot of cranes, there was a lot of construction. A crane was going to smash his car and kill him. A block from a crane in the wind would have fallen on Raful's car, but if you look at that picture, you'll see it missed him by a matter of inches. It didn't hit the driver's seat. It smashed the rest of the car, but it didn't hit Raful. Raful got out of the car, I assume, and he was murdered on the spot. But no wave made that indentation, or no wave caused any of the damage. Now, this is what I was arguing, and at the end of my lecture, what a guest was sitting in listening to me. It was none other than Gidon Shamir, who was Director General of the Israel Ports Authority. That's as high as you go in Israel for running a port. You're Director General of the whole authority. And he was there, and he saw the car. Now, at first, I give him the pictures, and now the audience, by the way, is listening with tremendous intensity. And he examines them like he'd never seen them before. I didn't realize at the time. It looked like he was just examining it. Later, I realized that he had to have been ready for this. He didn't just show up accidentally. He was ready with his answers. And he started giving the answers. From his point of view, of course. He said, number one, you're right about the quiet water. But what you don't see in the picture is the seaside where the wave hit. He said that the wave came from the other side and was so powerful it swept Raful into the harbor where he knocked his head, became unconscious and drowned. That was the story of what happened. Now, I brought up another issue. I pointed to the other side of the car. And I said, you're telling me a wave made those sharp dents in the other side of the car? And he said, and this was the answer, he said, Raful was a very bad driver. And the dents were there before he arrived in Ashdod from other accidents. So little by little, I'm in trouble. It looks like my veracity is finished, and it looks hopeless. And I came up with just one point that kind of changed everything. I said, look at the windshields. look at the damage to the car. There had to have been glass everywhere. And Gidon Shamir said, yes, when I arrived at the port, there were glass all over the road. So I just said to him, well, where's the glass? And he was stunned. He was stunned, and he said, no, I take back what I just said. When I arrived at the port, there was no glass. The wave had swept it all into the sea.
All right. Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shammas. He describes this amazing encounter with a man who's obviously there at the direction to discredit. Right back.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago. And we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your website, how they can get your book, and specifically the book, Bye Bye Gaza, that has these amazing pictures in it, and, of course, how they can get your DVDs.
Well, Bye Bye Gaza is on Lulu, LULU.com. There are two editions. One's in color. It's expensive. The black and white one is, I think, $23. And you have to write my name. It says search in the right-hand corner, and you write Shammas, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and you'll get to Bye Bye Gaza, which, as we've noted, has these pictures in it. And it makes a world of difference seeing these pictures and me just telling. Once you see the pictures, you'll know this was a murder. The website is the BarryShammas website.com, but BarryChalmers.com will take you there now. And I have a number of DVDs, but one is of interest to Denver because it's got, it's an MP3 with 124 radio shows, many from you and many from Don Wiedemann, and I think you'll, and many from very bad radio announcers as well that are actually quite funny. But phone me for this and any other information about DVDs. They're not too expensive. It's 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. Now we're back to my lecture, and Gidon Shamir, the Director General of the Israel Ports Authority, is now starting to lose. He lost ground, but then another person stood up. He was a tall person, said he was an engineer. He was in his 30s, I recall this. And he says, and by the way, I sent those pictures to hydrologists, to water engineers all over the place. And they said, no wave causes damage like that. But this person said, first of all, you have to understand how a car operates. He says it's a boat, and the engine is the anchor. He says you take away the engine, and it would float. And he says you look at that car, it's parallel parked. Now, he says that would be utterly impossible if a wave hit the car. And he pointed to the recent tsunami and the pictures of numerous cars being swept by the wave. None, but none had the damage that a Tan's car had. He said the only cars that were similarly damaged were cars that actually fell in the water and hit rocks. And this was tremendous testimony from someone else, and it really added to my case. But Gidon Shamir was not giving up. He was there for a reason. He was prepared, and I wasn't. I was not prepared to actually have a debate over this with a leading expert on Israeli ports. And finally I said to him, I said, you said the wave came in from the seaside and swept Eitan into the harbor side, the quiet side. I said, first of all, odds are he wasn't knocked unconscious, but let's say he was. And that's what happened. The seaside wave knocked him into the harbor side, of the breakwater. I said, then I pulled out the second picture of a Tan being pulled out of the water a mile and a half away at the naval base. I said, well, how did he float a kilometer and a half? I'm sorry. How did he float a kilometer and a half and jump the breakwater to get in on the seaside? And then, well, he was flabbergasted by that. Eitan was pulled out of the sea, not the harbor. And that is just impossible if he was swept into the harbor. First of all, he wouldn't go anywhere. The water is still in the harbor. He certainly wouldn't have gone a kilometer and a half in the harbor. And he said he looked at the picture. He looked at Eitan being fished out of the roiling water. And he said, well, someone must have moved him there. That was his answer. Someone must have moved him there. And I just said to him, why would anyone do that? And the audience was dead silent after that. And he gave an answer. It wasn't a very complicated answer, but it was victory for me. He said, I don't know. Okay, just straightforward. He finally said, I don't know. How did Eitan get fished out of the water a kilometer and a half on the opposite side of the breakwater? He said, I don't know. Now, the triumph of that evening was a triumph, by the way. I sold out all my books. It was great. My veracity was proven, and my credibility was up. He came up to me as I was selling books. And by the way, I don't care who you are, I've got to pay for the evening, so I wasn't concentrating thoroughly. But he came up to me, and he asked a question that proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was a murder. He said to me, he asked me, what was the motive? That's all he said, what was the motive? And that was it. I knew that Eitan was murdered after that. I mean, it had the ultimate witness. Israel's Port Authority just said, what was the motive? Now, after that, I did something very daring. I had learned some lessons from the Rabin assassination, and I was going to be filmed by these two art students from the biggest art academy in Israel, the Bezalel Academy of Art in Jerusalem. Two young women came over, and I guess they were going to ask me about Rabin and the usual questions, and I said to them on the phone, I'll have a surprise for you when you come over. And the surprise was I put them in my car, and we drove to the police station where I submitted a complaint against Shaul Rotem. He was the director of Ashdod Port, who put together the three-hour commission of inquiry. I accused him of falsifying a public commission. And by inference, I accused somebody of murdering Raful. And they were there, and the police saw three of us, one camera person, one announcer, and me. And I announced, as the film was rolling, I want you to investigate the murder of Raful Eitan. And they may be first in line. In police, you can actually sit for 3 hours till your turn comes. But the big cops came, and they let me into the interrogation room, the investigator's room, and I pulled out the pictures, and I pulled out the eyewitnesses, and I pulled out the timing, and the works, and they knew there was something wrong. I mean, they knew that these pictures don't make sense, and the timing between the workers and the company didn't make sense, and it was on film.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Sammers. And, of course, what he's talking about is they kill people over there, get in the way, and believe me, they do it right here in the United States, too.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Did you know there's a 3,000-year-old God-given whole food that's changing lives for the better? Limu mui, a sea vegetable full of a miraculous glyconutrient called fucoidin, considered the mother's milk of the sea for its immune-empowering properties. Drink great-tasting limu mui 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces in the evening, and see your lives change for the better. Call 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
This is Pastor Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden.
And we're inviting you to join Voice of Many Waters in our regularly scheduled ministry times every Shabbat, every Saturday, for a Mikra, a holy convocation. We're going to begin on February the 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish in Johnstown.
If you have any questions, you can contact us at 303-257-7576 or 970-978-0019.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and for the last segment here, go ahead, Barry, pick the rest of the story.
All right, so I left the police station, filmed going in to submit my complaint against Shaul Rotem, and then they gave me a slip of paper, a police verification that I had, in fact, complained against Rotem, and I faxed it to the newspapers, saying that I'm demanding that the police investigate the murder of Raful Eitan. And lo and behold, I got a really big guy. His name was Buki Nair. His assistant, Tal, phoned me up. He's from Yedioth Ahronot, and he wanted to meet with me. And I met with him in Tel Aviv, and there were many subjects, but Eitan was the one that he wanted to hear, and I showed him the pictures, and I showed him the eyewitness testimony and the contradictions, and he agreed with everything. He says, I've seen it all. It wouldn't surprise me if they killed Eitan. The works. So now I'm expecting a big story in Yedioth Ahronot. By the way, I had by then learned that these guys lie. The Israeli media just lie. They'll tell you anything they want in an interview, and then what comes out in the media is just the opposite of what you said. I had been through years of this, but every now and then I've had actually honest reporters. He wasn't one. What happened is I never heard from him again. I left one call at Yedioth. It wasn't answered. That was that. But far more worrisome, the police didn't answer the complaints. Now, with Rabin, and I submitted complaints on Rabin once with 24 other people to make sure they say it isn't in the public interest. I had 24 people come and sign the complaint once. This time they didn't even do that. They didn't even look for some hokey reason to close the case. This thing was closed at the very, very top. And, well, the police were honest at the police station, but by the time it went through the varying layers and reached the top, it was closed, and they decided, don't even answer this guy. This is too explosive. He's got pictures. If reprinted with proper explanations, the whole public could ask who killed Eitan. Nothing. But then something happened. As I said, wherever I went, I just hung these pictures beside my table. That was my way of getting as many Israelis asking questions as possible. And I also wrote it in my book, Shabbat Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust, in Hebrew. I gave the pictures in that book. It had an effect, because a year and a half after his murder, Raful Eitan's wife went on TV, the commercial channel, Channel 2, and what an interview she gave. The point is, she said that Raful was a terrible driver and that he had destroyed three cars in the 18 months leading up to his death. Now, three cars were destroyed by his terrible driving.
Now, the reason was they had to explain all the dents on the left side of the car, and very obviously something had hit that car, and so they had to say it was there beforehand. Is that what you're saying?
Why else? I mean, what other reason? First of all, he didn't destroy three cars. The car that he was driving was over a year and a half old. And if he did destroy three cars, well, someone should have taken his license away. She was primed to put an end to any more talk about what happened to Eitan. Eitan was murdered. He was murdered because he was about to use his powers, and a lot of people admired him in Israel. I voted for him. I mean, he had the third number of seats in the Knesset. A lot of people admired Raful Eitan, and he had opened his mouth in Tel Aviv magazine and said that what Sharon is doing is a historical crime, and he can prove it. They had to shut him up, or they would not get their withdrawal, their so-called withdrawal from the Gaza Strip completed if he caused too much of a fuss. So they murdered him. That's what they do in Israel, and that's why, by the way, this upcoming war, the murderers, the mafia, are running Israel, and the state of Israel is just so dastardly that there's a real chance, a really serious chance, Israel is not going to win this war. If I would just flip a coin to see if there's an Israel after the next war. They may have an air force, but an air force doesn't work well when the air bases are smothered with missiles and rockets and the runways are all shattered and so forth. The point of the matter is these people murder. And my main motive in my writing has to get the mafia out of Israel and one way or another get some honest people in Israel, not the people who murder. Now, last week we discussed the murder of a judge, Judge Azar, who was had the nerve, the absolute temerity to actually rule against the PLO and make them pay the victims of terrorism. In his case, it was $44 million, but it was just the beginning. Now, let's give us credit, because while we were recording that show, the PLO approached Rice and Bush about two American cases where they had to pay over $200 million, and the judge has put a lien on the judges actually had put a lien on their bank accounts to force them to pay. They went to Rice and Bush and said, "We can't continue if these court cases are upheld anymore. You've got to put a stop to court cases against the PLO." And by the way, what's the point of giving them aid if the money just goes to the victims, the American victims of their terrorism anyways? It comes right back to the States. This happened, what was it, 2 days after our interview last week about the murder of Judge Azar in Israel. They kill people who are endangering the peace process.
And, of course, we are financing the terrorists. We're financing the PLO. We're financing Israel. We finance both sides. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week.
You'll talk to me tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Barry Shamish, but you must understand, he's pointing out there at the end that, I mean, certainly the United States government is funding the PLO terrorists. They're also funding the Israelis. We fund both sides in most battles. In fact, my February newsletter, which I've completed and will be out probably another month or so, is a farewell address that Congressman Ron Paul gave to Congress in 1984 before he left for our hiatus there, a 10-year hiatus before returning. And in that newsletter, Congressman Paul points out how we fund both sides in most conflicts. The American people, I never told this, nobody ever points out the truth to them. That's why certainly you need to get my newsletters. You need to find out what's going on. I mean, right now we're supporting the Kosovo effort, Kosovo declaring independence. Who's behind that? Why, the Kosovo Liberation Army. Who is the Kosovo Liberation Army? Why, it's an Al-Qaeda terrorist group. We're backing the Al-Qaeda terrorists there in Kosovo, just as in 1995 we backed the Al-Qaeda terrorists in Bosnia. What? And that was 2 years after the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. Nothing is as it appears to be. You need, of course, get our three pamphlet set, Foreknowledge 9/11. And then you need to get our new pamphlet on what really happened on 9/11. These pamphlets are inexpensive. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Do you know that when Condoleezza Rice was asked at the 9/11 commission hearings why nothing was done to ward off the attack when they knew it was coming, what was the reply? Well, we needed a catastrophic event. We needed a catastrophic event to get people to change their attitudes towards domestic surveillance and their old-fashioned ideas about freedom. They needed a catastrophic event. They got one on September 11, 2001. You need to get what these people have actually said. Do you know that the plan for the attack on Afghanistan was completed the day before the September 11th attack, according to Donald Rumsfeld? And we'll give you the references. Everything is documented from places. You can verify it and understand we're involved not in a war on terrorism, but in a move towards dictatorship. You need to get our new DVD, Planned Police State, where you'll actually hear the Iran-Contra hearings where the one congressman tried to bring out the fact that there is a plan to suspend the Constitution and put Americans in concentration camps. Did you know that Halliburton has been given $385 million to stand by for 4 years, be prepared to build concentration camps in the United States of America? Planned Police State, a great new DVD. We hope that you'll get it. And admittedly, it's me talking, but there's enough other material in there that hopefully will entertain you but also make you concerned, information you need to get to others. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get our four-tape sets on weather modification, our four-tape set on the Bilderbergers, our four-tape set on RFID chips, and the plan, of course, to have everything shipped. We're already shipping domestic animals. We're already shipping farm animals. Every farm animal will soon have to have a chip. But, of course, they want to chip children, too, and Alzheimer's patients. They really want to chip everyone. And, of course, what do you think all this material about the threat of identity, you know, someone stealing your identity is about? Well, the solution is you need a chip. That way they can't steal your identity. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website. Listen to our programs 5 hours a day. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow, pray the Lord. every week.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American